Hey everybody, it's Laura Bennett here and welcome back to Stress Cycle Breaker. We're diving into a topic that's super important, especially in this crazy world we live in. Self-love and acceptance. I mean, how many times have you scrolled through social media and felt a little less than? You know that feeling when everyone else seems to have it all figured out and you're just trying to keep your head above water? Yeah, me too. That's why we're breaking down this vital stuff today. Let's be honest, folks, self-love isn't about being selfish or thinking you're better than everyone else. It's about recognizing your worth, flaws and all, and treating yourself with kindness and respect. Think of it like this. Would you treat your best friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself? Probably not. So why do we let ourselves get away with that negative self-talk? Okay, so here are 5 key takeaways to help us on this journey to self-love and acceptance. First up, ditch the comparison game. Ever feel like you're stuck in a never-ending race against everyone else? Stop it. Comparing yourself to others is like comparing apples and oranges. We're all unique, with different strengths, weaknesses, and paths. Focus on your own journey and celebrate your wins no matter how small they seem. Remember that highlight reel you're seeing online. It's often just a tiny snapshot of someone's life, not the whole picture. Second, practice self-compassion. Imagine your best friend is going through a tough time. What would you say to them? Chances are you'd be supportive, understanding, and maybe even a little goofy to lighten the mood. Treat yourself with that same level of kindness and understanding. When you make a mistake, don't beat yourself up, learn from it, move on, and remember that everyone messes up sometimes. Third, listen to your body. It's constantly sending you signals about what it needs. Are you feeling exhausted? Need some fresh air? Craving a good book instead of another screen scroll? Pay attention to those cues and give yourself permission to rest, recharge, and prioritize your well-being. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Next up, celebrate your accomplishments. Big or small, acknowledge your achievements. Did you finally finish that project at work? Rock a tough workout. Conquer the dreaded grocery store on a busy weeknight. Give yourself a pat on the back. Celebrate those wins and remember how far you've come. Finally, surround yourself with positivity. Think about the people in your life who lifts you up, who makes you laugh, who encourages you to be your best self. Spend time with those amazing humans and let their energy inspire you. Limit exposure to negative vibes, whether that's from certain social media feeds or toxic relationships. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by love, support, and genuine connection. Now let me share a quick example. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation at work. You pour your heart and soul into it, researching, practicing, crafting the perfect slides. But then, on the day of the presentation, you start doubting yourself, thinking, what if I mess up? You feel that knot in your stomach, that familiar self-criticism creeping in. That's where self-love comes in. Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, remind yourself, I put in the work, I know this stuff, and even if I stumble, I can handle it. Channel that inner confidence and own the stage. Because remember, you are capable, brilliant, and deserving of success. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you embrace self-love and acceptance. Ditch the comparison game, practice self-compassion, listen to your body, celebrate your accomplishments, and surround yourself with positivity. Remember, this journey is about progress, not perfection. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and never stop growing. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite ways to practice self-love? Share your tips in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where you can all lift each other up. And don't forget to subscribe to Stress Cycle Breaker so you don't miss any future episodes packed with real talk and actionable advice. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.